noticeably Scottish David Tennant. You're a noticeably English Doctor Who.
I am, yes.
Did you make that choice, or was it made for
no,
you?
No, it was requested by Russell T Davis, the executive producer and writer.
It didn't bother you then? You didn't feel that it
didn't bother me at all. I thought, that's the way you want to write it. I'm very happy to do it that way. Never occurred to me that that was in any way a political issue until people started asking me about it.
Right, and you had been considered as the first Doctor Who for the new relaunch, was that right?
No. It was Christopher Eccleston. He started the new series off, but Chris did 1 year, so...
Okay.
I came on board for Doctor Who before it had become... Because I knew I was taking over before the first series had gone out.
Oh, did you?
So nobody really knew that it was going to work at all, this rebooted version of this show.
Oh, okay.
So before that year even transmitted, they knew they were looking for somebody new.
Okay. Had you watched it and thought, I'd like to get my teeth into that, I know what I could do with that?
Well, I watched it as a kid and thought that. What happened was Russell T Davis and Julie Gardner, the other executive producer, sat me down and said, they knew that I was interested in the show. Because I'd been saying, can I get just one a part in one episode? I just want to be in it. You know, it's a big thing. And they were very reluctant to ever take me up on that. And I thought, oh, they clearly don't want me in this. But they said, well, come round and have a look. We've nearly finished some of the episodes for this first series. Come round and see what you think.
Right.
And at the end of that little private screening is when they said, the thing is, we might be looking for a new doctor. So it was the most extraordinary, unexpected night. They'd clearly stage managed the whole thing, but
yes.
I didn't see it coming.
Is it true that as a child you only ever missed one episode in 9 years?
It probably is, yes.
Right. And when then, as a little boy, because it was as a little boy that you thought about acting, was it when you were watching Doctor Who?
Absolutely.
Or was it?
Yeah. Well, certainly that was one of the things that inspired me, because having checked up on this, I can only have been three. So maybe I saw a repeat of this or something, but I believe I remember seeing John Pertwee turning into Tom Baker.
Right, I remember that.
Right. You're impossibly young for that, Kirsty. But I...
Too late. You have too much of a beat today.
Sorry. But I do believe I remember that. And I remember thinking that was extraordinary.
Yes.
And then quizzing my parents about what that was. And then very quickly getting that it was what an actor was, and that these people were actors who told these stories.
Mm.
And just thinking that sounded like the perfect job, which it is, really.
Is it ridiculous to talk about destiny, then, under these circumstances? Do you feel maybe...
Well, it's only ridiculous because I don't really believe in that, I suppose. But I confess it does seem ridiculously serendipitous that it's worked out like this.
Let's listen to track number two. What's your second disc?
I started getting into music, I suppose, around 14, like you do, and I very quickly became... perhaps something of an anorak about music. I remember that feeling of sitting in your bedroom playing records and thinking, music is the most important thing. It's so exciting, and it speaks to me in a way that's never spoken to anyone before.
Yes.
And then, you know, you start reading Record Mirror and you start becoming, I suppose, slightly geeky about it. I used to write down the top 40 in a little book and keep it every week. I don't know what I was doing that for. This is an artist who I got into sort of after the event, because I would read about him and people would talk about him as kind of being one of the great rock stars of all time. And he was really a punk, so I kind of went back and started buying all his albums and just think he's one of the greatest musicians there has ever been, Elvis Costello.